Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Adonai Elyon, the Lord God Most High. Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed are you, Adonai. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made His own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. As a child of God, our body is the temple of God. We are responsible to make the best informed decisions for our bodies. God gave us our bodies, and our bodies have an excellent immune system. For such a time as this, we should strive to keep that immune defense system strong to the best of our ability. And it is our responsibility to maintain our bodies as a temple of God, because this is the area that Satan is attacking. Our bodies, the temple of God. And we are being faced with injustice. We have to do our due diligence. For such a time as this, do not fear. Knowledge is power, but you have to have the right knowledge. Ungodly media has to come down because it spews out ungodly fear. I believe the body God gave me can protect me, and I am interested in how the body God gave me can protect me from viruses. So, I am not a doctor, and I am not fluent with medical terms, so do not believe what I say. Do not believe what I am about to say. You do your due diligence. But perhaps we can build up our immune system. So do your due diligence for yourself. Our body's immune system produces antibodies. Antibodies are like bombs. When antibodies come into contact with infection, they react to protect, which is okay. But when they come in contact with a similar viral antibody, they can overreact and be a danger. Perhaps we can build up our immune system with vitamin D3, vitamin C, and zinc. They are all good for us. You see, viruses spread by making copies of their genetic material. They replicate. Zinc blocks enzymes that RNA viruses need to replicate. And I believe quercetin is a good delivery system that enables zinc to get into our bodies. So for such a time as this, I don't care what the variant is called. Do not fear. For such a time as this, it is a fact. There are artificially produced experimental bioweapons in the world, and they can give you inferior antibodies. They can give you blood clots, miscarriages, infertility. They have been around for years. But now there is an urgency to get people to accept it, to receive it. But I encourage you to be like Nehemiah. Fight, fight for your family. Fight, fight for your children. There are doctors who have risked their life. They have risked their careers their financial situations. They've risked their reputation and their families to tell the truth, to let you know the truth. So I ask you again, do your due diligence. May I share a prescription with you that I heard about? That prescription is Psalm 34, verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek, inquire for, and crave peace and pursue. Go after it. Now, I'll say that again. This is your prescription. Psalm 34, verse 14. Depart from evil. That means do not fear. And do good, which means do what is godly good. Seek, inquire for, and crave peace and pursue it. Go after it. Ask. Do your due diligence for the temple that God has given you. And I encourage you that we should continue to let our praises, as with the praises of Judah, go before us. Can you pray that in with me? Would you say, Holy Spirit, you are the enabler. Let praises rise from the inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We should recognize old spirits that are in this world today. Scripture says there is nothing new under the sun. And I'm not minimizing this season, but our headlines today have been heard before. Satan has nothing new because he cannot create. There is only one creator. And Satan can only imitate. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. So Lord, the harvest is ripe. Enable us to be true laborers. I call you right now, evangelist. I call you into your God-anointed position. I call you, preacher. I call you into your God-anointed position. And you, teacher, you who loves God's word, arise, get up from the earth. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. That's why he commands you to get up from the earth, what he has given you. Arise. And stand in it, in Jesus' name. He kept giving me that phrase that says, get up from the earth. Get up in your anointing, in Jesus' name. For such a time as this, I select verses of God's word. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is God who sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. It is God who bringeth the princes to nothing. It is God who the judges of the earth come to naught. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 24 says of God's enemy, yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. Hallelujah. And I remind you of Psalm 64, which I kept saying was a blueprint of what is happening now. And here we are at verse 7. It says, but God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded, so they will be caused to stumbling. I see them stumbling right now. Their own tongue is against them. Yes, I see that right now. All who gaze at them will shake their head in scorn. Yes, I see that right now. Then all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what he has done. And the righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. And if you have not as yet accepted Jesus into your heart and into your life, If you've not invited him in and you would like to do so now, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you rose again. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sins. I turn away from them and I say I'm sorry. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, fill me completely. I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Child of God, I remind you, Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 says, you were called trees of righteousness, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. As you stand for justice, speak out for justice. Again, I call you to rise up from the earth. Your command is rise up from the earth. Arise like an edifice. Arise with eagle wings. The wings of an eagle glide. Shout, the eagle shall fly. And the eagle flies. I declare it. Jesus is coming back for a glorious bride, a bride who carries his glory. It is the glory of Jesus, always present with Jesus. Be ye made whole with the expectancy of his glory. Let your reverential fear of the Lord El Shaddai guide you. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3 reminds us, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot, and I would that thou wast cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. My brother, my sister, I encourage you to be hot. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 to 22 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Lord, we command thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. For President Trump into his position, anointed as David, and for Ron DeSantis, our governor of Florida, in Jesus' name, we lift them up to you, Lord. We lift up ourselves to you, Lord, and we ask you to be with us and stay with us. We see you in everything that we do, Lord. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We are yours and we stand strong in you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.